This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm ghosted by Roz Dresfeles.
Please.
Hey, Boo. It's me, Roz. I have had a lot of ups and downs this past week. Not to start on a super sad note, but my grandfather passed away last week, Friday, and, you know, it was sad. A good friend of mine said, that had been in a similar situation, said, you know, it's a loss, it's not a tragedy. That's how I'm kind of choosing to look at it. It's certainly a loss, but man, this guy lived to be 95. He had an incredible life. And I did the math. He was my age in the 50s, which is like, wow. I can't even imagine. That is crazy. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think something spiritual happened surrounding his death with me. And now I know it's like, girl, you think everything's a ghost. No, okay, hear me out. So my grandfather, he lives in Michigan and I live in Hollywood. So of course, it's like he's always wondering when I'm going to be in a movie. He asks my mother that all the time. Whenever I would see him, he'd ask me if I have been in a movie yet. And I've only been in one movie and I shot it in like 2018, I think, in 2019. And, you know, with the pandemic and stuff, I wasn't sure when it would come out. And I've talked about it actually on this podcast because Deborah Wilson is also in that movie. Shout out to Deborah Wilson. She's the best. First podcast guest of the show, also did one of our live shows. I love her so much. Anyway, that's how I know her. But so I did that movie, but it hasn't been released and I wasn't sure when it would come out and it was so strange. So we kind of knew that it was the end for my grandfather and I was kind of just waiting for the phone call and I was keeping updated with my mother and she finally texted me, got an update with a sad face. So I called her and she told me the news that he had officially passed away. And as soon as I hung up on the phone with her, I checked social media and there was a Deadline article for the trailer for that movie. I mean, that's something. I'm certainly choosing to believe that it's something. Not to take my grandfather's death and then plug a movie, but that movie called Moon Manor, the trailer is out. It's on Deadline. I'm in the trailer for like a moment, but I have a great role in the movie. It was a really cool experience for me. So I'm really excited because the movie meant a lot to me. I think the movie's just really a powerful thing and it was a great first movie experience for me, and it will be out soon. So I get to honor my grandfather in that way. And I also went to, the only time he had ever come out to California was this one time with his wife, who has also passed. They came to Hollywood, and we went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, one of my favorite places, and we walked around, and there was a tombstone that that caught his eye, and he was so excited to see this tombstone. It was Don Adams, the actor from the TV show Get Smart. And he was like starstruck by it, my grandfather. And so I didn't really know what to do, but I wanted to, like, you know, I couldn't go to the funeral. So I just wanted to honor him. So I went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery and just, like, kind of walked around and found that headstone and, had a little moment for myself. And, you know, I feel that I, am making him proud. So yeah, it's been an emotional week, but it's been a good week. I also, shifting gears, I also changed my Instagram name. It is now at Roz Hernandez, which is my real last name. I'm going to be going by that more. I'm hoping that this isn't super confusing, but the podcast is still, I guess, the character of Roz Dresfelez. I guess we're going with kind of Elvira vibes or something, where it's like, you know, I have a persona and then there's me. And the past few years, I've really just kind of been most comfortable presenting myself as Roz Dresfelez and being called she, her, or they, them pronouns, and being called Roz, which is not my birth name. And I don't know, it's just been a lot of reflection and a long time coming, where I've just realized a lot of things about my own gender identity and who I am, and how I want to spend the rest of my life, especially after having this year of reflection. And, you know, I was working so much that I was kind of always worried just about the next gig and not really thinking about certain things that were weighing on me internally. And having this time this past year, I've definitely done a lot of soul searching and exploring on who I am and what I want to do with my life. And I'm certainly going to continue being Roz Dresfelez at times, but not always. And it used to be that I was always Roz Dresfelez, but now I'm going to explore life without crazy makeup and crazy wigs all the time. So I think that you'll see more of that on my social media and let you into my life a little bit more. And yeah, so if you want to follow me on social media, I'm just changing my Instagram. The other stuff, you know, it's all the part of the Roz Dresfelez ghosted world. So I'm not really going to change any of that stuff. Just my Instagram. It's a little bit more personal for me, I think. So at Roz Hernandez. Also, of course, on Patreon, which is still patreon.com/Roz Dresfelez, I posted a video of me driving around mid-city Los Angeles looking for houses from iconic horror movies and TV shows. And honestly, I had a blast. I'm kind of weird about, like, taking pictures of houses. A lot of these houses, I mean, the information was on the internet. Like, I think that they're kind of, like, I think obviously the people that live there know that they're famous houses. So from a distance, I just kind of, like, I just wanted to see for myself. I wanted to see what they look like in real life. So I did that. And I enjoyed the video. So you can see that on my Patreon. And for the bonus clip on Patreon this week, on my second tier, one of our guests, Michael, today, is talking about this weird stick man creature that they experienced in their younger years. And another thing we're talking about is, oh God, we talk about so many different things. We talk about Are You Afraid of the Dark, the iconic, terrifying 90s TV show on Nickelodeon. And we talk about theater and, yeah, just like a bunch of different random things. But you're going to fall in love with these people, okay? So here's who's on the show today. my friend Vanessa, who I've known for a couple of years now, Vanessa Gonzalez, she is, and I don't say this lightly, she is to me one of the funniest comedians I have ever encountered. She kills me. She just speaks to me on such a deep level. Her style of comedy, especially if you're Mexican American, she's just, but really she does comedy that truly I think anyone would love. I've gotten so many friends into her, and her comedy album, I mean, she's had some great success. She's done some Comedy Central and, you know, a bunch of TV shows, but she's got a comedy album that came out last year, and it's called My Birthday's Tomorrow. So go check it out. You will seriously, or another thing you can do is start with, like, go to YouTube and type in Vanessa Gonzalez stand up, and some of these clips, I know every word because I watch them constantly. They're so funny. She'll tell you how you can find her comedy album. It's her website, which is vanessacomedy.weebly.com. Or you can go to Spotify too, Vanessa Gonzalez, My Birthday's Tomorrow. And from her, I met her friend Michael. And the two of them have a podcast that has really gotten me through. Because, you know, people like me, I'm still kind of locked down and out of work. And so they have this podcast where it's just the two of them calling each other up and being like, hey, are you busy? And then they're like, no. And then they just talk about, it's just two friends that are so on the same frequency comedically. And they're just like riffing on all kinds of different things. And it's brought me so much comfort. And it's a pretty new podcast. And you should check it out. It's called I'm Not Busy. Check it out. Check it out wherever you get podcasts. And you're going to fall in love with them because they're just absolute delights. And we got spooky. So here's me with my friends, Vanessa Gonzalez and Michael Folk. I have been so obsessed with your podcast. I have been listening to you guys the past few weeks, and I think you guys are so funny. Your podcast is called I'm Not Busy. I think everyone needs to go check it out. Vanessa, I've known you for a minute, and
yes,
I've asked you to come on here before, but you don't have any ghost stories. Is that true?
I do. Well, okay. So I've been listening to your podcast, and I'm always like, I gotta have something. And recently I talked with my mom, and she gave me some content for you.
Okay. Oh my God. I can't wait. Okay. I can't wait. But Michael, I've never met you, and I'm starstruck, to be honest, after listening to your podcast so much. Michael, where are you at?
Where am I located currently, or where am I at emotionally?
Emotionally, currently, in terms of location, and paranormally.
Okay, wonderful. Emotionally, I'm doing okay because I am on drugs. Location, I am in the Bay Area, but I'm originally from Austin. And then paranormally, I'm all over the map, honey. I've had a lot of experiences.
Okay, mm-hmm. I can't wait. We usually keep this show like story hour. And I mean, people can't see, but we're on Zoom right now and you guys got the candles. It's very slumber party vibes.
Yes.
So who should go first? I want to hear a story. Should we have Vanessa go first?
Sure.
Because I feel like Michael's got some, like, you've got some stories.
I got a couple tales.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure Michael is more paranormally experienced than I am.
I'm like an antenna.
Yes. And Michael's always scaring me with the stories. But recently I was talking with my mom because I remember growing up, she told me that her dad, who was dead, like, appeared to her and her sisters when they were on a fight. And I was like, I don't know. Is this just some Mexican, you know, like, are you trying to teach me a lesson to not fight with my siblings? Because right. It was very much like, you know, me and my sisters kept fighting till one day He showed up.
You know, it's so funny because I feel like every time I've had on Mexican guests, like everyone has stories about like La Llorona is going to come and snatch you up, or like, you know, there's always like, it's always some kind of lesson, you know, like watch out or something paranormal is going to happen.
You got to keep those kids in line.
And
yeah.
Yeah. And I think with Mexicans, it's definitely like you got to scare them. She told me this, that her and her sisters were fighting, and then her dad like appeared and they were all shook, and but then I was like, but y'all still fight, so what's the moral of the story? You know, but then I when she was telling me this, I remember when I would go to my grandma's, which is where he appeared to them. My grandma was like my daycare, you know, and she would take care of me all the time. And I remember sitting like at the table and the back door would just swing open. And she would be like, ah, es tata, you know, like, yeah. And she would close the door and she'd be like, yeah, vete, vete, you know, like not scared at all. And I was like, what just happened? You know, I don't know, like as a kid, if I was really taking it in, but it was always a constant thing she would tell me is like, oh yeah, your grandpa is around. He comes in, he opens the door, he knocks stuff down. And I remember like just always being scared when I was there, just because they would always talk about this like ghost that they're like all fine with. And I'm like, what? This isn't okay.
did you know him or did he pass when you were pretty young?
Yeah, and I didn't know him. He passed way before I was born. So to me, he was always a ghost. I just know him as like Grandpa Ghost.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a house that my grandmother like haunted, and she passed when I was like 5. So I like kind of didn't know her like that well. And so when I first noticed it, it was scary, even though it's like it's not supposed to be, like it's a loved one. But nonetheless, it's still scary.
Yeah. And so every time at my grandma's house, I would always have that vibe of like, oh, my grandpa's here, or there's something. But the one thing was my grandma, right before she passed, my brother had gotten in a fight with my mom, and he was like, fuck y'all. And he went and stayed with my grandma. And that night he was in another room, and he said that someone got on top of him. And he felt like weight, and he woke up, right when he woke up, he went and like got up, and my grandma had passed out. So they rushed her to the hospital, and the only reason he was able to like find her was because he had that sensation that somebody got on top of him, and she was passed out in the other room.
Wow. Okay, that's a good one. So when you were growing up, did you, I mean, so clearly like your family believed in this stuff, right? Like it was just no big deal kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah. And like my mom's still very, you know, superstitious and all. And I'm like, yeah, the house I'm in now, Michael told me a while ago that they saw a ghost here, and I'm like, I'm always like, you know, freaked out. I'm a scaredy cat.
Wait, what happened? What? Wait, Michael, you saw a ghost in Vanessa's house?
So, it's like a triplex, like the garage of this house has been turned into two small apartments, and I used to rent the main house. So Vanessa and I were neighbors whenever we were like living in Austin. And in my part of the house, which is like a two bedroom, I had probably the most extreme of my experiences was in that house.
What? So when you moved into this house, Michael, how did you find out it was haunted? Like how did that go?
Well, real quick, I just want to comment that I love that your grandmother was just kind of annoyed by your grandfather's ghost. Mm-hmm. You're like, Abuela was just like, get out of here. Ugh. Ugh. I love that so much.
Yeah, she was like super annoyed with him. And that's how I know her and the ghost relationship. She was like, ugh, whatever. He comes around.
Okay, so in the house, I rented that house at the time I was in a relationship with two boyfriends. We had like a little triad, throuple situation going on. And then we had a roommate in the front room. We rented it from this landlord who basically was like kind of the dream landlord. It was cheaper than it should have been. He would never fix anything, but he also never bothered you. Old house, like crawl space, attic, fine. It was like, you know, good house. So towards the tail end of my relationship, or like at a point in that relationship, we would all share one bed, and sometimes I would get back from shows late and I wouldn't want to go wake them up, and I wouldn't like, you know, come into the bed and like, you know, I stir the whole thing up. So I would sleep on the couch. I would get home and I would like go sleep on the couch in the living room. And one night I was laying on the couch, and like, so there's like the front door is on one wall, and then the door to the second bedroom is on another, and our TV's there. And I fall asleep watching some bullshit like Gilmore Girls or Friends or something. And I wake up on the couch, and on the screen of the TV is like, you know how Netflix is really like, it negs you and it's like, are you still watching?
Right.
So it's like that, like you fell asleep mm-hmm. watching something, you slob, and it's like, are you still watching?
Yes.
And so that's on the screen, and I realize I feel so heavy, and like I feel so tired, and like I'm trying to open my eyes all the way, but it's like definitely like I'm like, I can barely move my eyes, I can barely like, I can't really move my body. And then the door to the second bedroom opens, and I'm like, oh, and that's where my roommate Megan was. And I was like, oh, Megan, sorry if I woke you up. I'm so tired. And I'm trying to talk to her, and I realize it's just gobbledygook coming out of my mouth because I'm so sluggish. And Megan is a small, you know, 23-year-old girl. So I see something walk out, and my vision's a little blurry. I wear contacts and glasses, and my vision's a little blurry. And I'm like, oh, I must not have my glasses. And I'm like thinking I'm going to try to reach my glasses, but I cannot move. And the figure walks out of the bedroom, walks towards me. I realize about halfway across the living room that this is a child. This is like a 8 or 9-year-old girl. She lays her face down on my feet and sort of inchworms up my legs.
What do you mean, like, inchworms?
Really, like, she's just sort of like moving her face and like just sort of like moving like a caterpillar.
Ew.
But not using her hands. And then once she's sitting on my chest, she like flips her hands up, and they're like kind of like flimsy. And then she very, very gently, and this is the most terrifying part, very gently, she starts trying to open my mouth.
No.
Yeah. And just like very gently, she's like moving my lips, but not scratching or not prying, just very gently, like the feeling. And then I woke up. And it's the most terrifying, like, you know, sleep paralysis, you know, ghost experience, nightmare, or whatever you'll have it. But it's like one of the most, it's kind of downhill from, there's other good ones, but that one, like,
that changed me. Wait, so you say you woke up, like, but were you having sleep paralysis? Like, were you awake and in some kind of state, or what do you believe?
I mean, I have occasional, like, night terrors. They're pretty rare. They're normally whenever I'm like under stress in general, and I'll wake up and I'll not normally be like sleep paralysis, but I'll wake up in a panic state, sort of like, did I leave the oven on, but to an 11. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what's wrong, but like I'll be like, something's wrong, something is up, something is wrong. And I'll like often have to wake up my partner and be like, hey, I'm so sorry, I'm freaking out, tell me everything's fine. And that happened, you know, probably like 6 or 7 times in my life. You know what I mean? Where I'll just like have, but I've never had a full-blown sleep paralysis moment like that. But the thing is, if it was a dream, like the screen when I woke up was the "Are you still watching?" And so it's like, I don't know if I was like partially waking up, you know what I mean? Or my eyes were fluttering or like, and I was catching some of it. Or it, did I have like, you know, this horrible paranormal experience? Like, was something trying to possess me? God forbid.
Oh my God.
I don't, you know, I don't want to be an 8-year-old little girl. I didn't like being an 8-year-old little queer boy. So right. I don't.
Now, people that are listening to this can't see because they're not on the Zoom, unfortunately. But I was just wondering if, can you see that little caterpillar girl behind Vanessa right now as you're telling
me? Stop! I was looking over my shoulder the whole time.
Wait, Vanessa, how do you sleep in this home knowing that there's a caterpillar child that puts her hands in people's mouths?
Well, I'm convinced that because I'm in a separate unit that she just lives in the front. That's where she pays rent in the front and I pay rent in the back.
Right. Yeah, she's not allowed in there. That would be trespassing.
She right. just comes by every once in a while to see if you have like extra eggs or something.
Yeah.
And I never do.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There was this one time in the middle of the night, like the wall Michael and I shared.
Oh my God.
They had like the shelf with just like a ton of appliances and like jars, you know, all this stuff. In the middle of the night, that bitch fell. And there's just like, but it had been up for like how long?
Years. And it had, it was like L bracketed and, you know, it had like those support screws in the wall and the drywall and everything. Like at that time I had a housemate who was like a handyman and he had really put it in there. And one night at like probably around the same time, like 2 or 3 a.m., that whole bitch just came crashing to the ground and like woke me and Vanessa and her boyfriend. We were all like up and like, you know, ready to like grab a knife and like fight off an attacker.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm just picturing the little girl running like, I didn't do nothing. It wasn't me.
She's a prankster. She's a real Dennis the Menace.
Doing a little slingshot. Okay. I'm so scared right now. So what's going on with the place that you live now?
Okay. Drama update. So,
and I've stayed at that place too, and it is scary.
And sometimes the scary thing that happens here is Daniel Rugweb, but sometimes it's a ghost.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. If you listen to the I'm Not Busy episode that he's on, we talk about the time he scared the shit out of us here.
Yes.
But, so I live in like a shotgun style. So there's a bedroom at the back, there's a hallway through the middle that basically is like, on the hallway is the bathroom on one side, the kitchen on the other. And then you have like two kind of small living room, dining room things all in a row. There is a picture frame of a stormtrooper in my hallway. And if you're walking from my bedroom to like the front door, like in a hurry, trying to leave, you know, grabbing something, I repeatedly see the reflection of someone standing in our dining room, and you just catch it out of the corner of your eye in the glass, and it'll be someone just standing in the dining room, and if you go to look it won't be there, but it's like there's not really anything for it to be the trick of the eye for, because like there's nothing that's person shaped or person height in that room if no one's in there. And so I see it all the time. Nothing weird ever happens, but you kind of, you know, you're like, you kind of make peace with where you live. And you're like, oh yeah, this is like the leaky faucet, you know, the ghost in the dining room.
Totally.
And it's you're like, I can't tell the landlord. Right. Right. Because it's like, what am I going to do? Tell the landlord? I'm subleasing. So
can you make out like what this person looks like at all? Or you can just tell it's a person?
Well, you know, and I'm not going to ascribe a gender to this ghost, but it is taller than me. So I would say it seems like it's about 6 foot tall. And like substantial in shape enough for it to be like startling. You know what I mean? Like it's, you're like, what is that in my living room?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I wrote like a little essay about it because at the beginning of the pandemic, because I was like, in a weird way, I was sort of like, oh, and this is our third housemate. And like, it's nice to have company. And like, because I haven't seen anybody in so long, but I do have this ghost.
You know, what's funny is like, that's what so many people have told me this past year is like kind of not realizing that they had a ghost or just like getting to know their ghost because they're spending so much time at home and they just haven't, you know, now it's just more present in their life or I don't know, you make peace with right. it or whatever.
Well, because, like, right, that's got to be, like, you talk about the supernatural or the multiverse or other planes of existence, and maybe we're always too, our lives are too busy and bustling to perceive it, right? And, like, it's only when we slow down or only when we're like, well, what the fuck am I going to look at that you're like, oh, what are you? You're the ghost that I live with. And
totally. Well, I think a lot of people, like, haunted places or, you know, I'm always obsessed with the idea of like theaters all being haunted. And
oh yeah,
mm-hmm. I feel like anytime I performed in like a big theater, I'm always so fucking nervous that like there could very easily be somebody backstage that's actually a ghost that I'm like, I can't deal with that right now. You know, it's like, you're just kind of like, I don't like great 1800s costume, but like, I got to do my thing right now.
I'm doing a quick change. I've got to flip this wig.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm running my set right now. Please. Stop.
Exactly. Do you guys ever think about this? Okay, I think about this literally every day. Maybe it's because I talk about ghosts every day. I don't know. But like being on stage and seeing like a ghost, what would you do?
I mean, I feel like it would probably be a viral video of me just like,
do I was just watching. I was just watching the TV show Ghost Adventures, just ghost hunted at the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. And they mm-hmm. interviewed comedian actor Jay Moore, who told a story about performing on stage and the whole audience was frozen and nobody was laughing. And then he said he acknowledged the ghost and then the audience started laughing and they started moving again.
What?
Fun.
That's creepy. That's very like, I don't know. Yeah.
I love that for Jay Moore.
I love that for Jay Moore. So, okay. I'm curious about Vanessa going way back to the beginning when you were talking about being superstitious. What does that mean for you?
Well, I feel like my mom has definitely instilled a lot of fear in me, and especially like about like ghosts and stuff. Like I have like a thing with like tarot readings. Like I don't want to know. I've never gotten one because really? My mom would regularly get them and she would flip the fuck out and cry and all this stuff. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to know anything.
Which is so funny because like 45 of Vanessa's friends are like tarot readers. Like everyone yeah. is constantly offering.
Tarot She's is having her moment right now. I feel like tarot oh, yeah. is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Wait, so, but you mean like your mom would hear something that like would freak her out and that would affect her life? Or what do you mean?
Yeah, like, or she wouldn't really share with me. She would just like come home crying every time. And then I would be like, what happened? And she's like, the lady with the card, she said, oh, nothing, nothing. And she would just like lock herself in her room and cry. And I'm like, okay, note to self, don't go to the lady with the cards.
But isn't your mom really like super Christian too, kind of?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, super Catholic. And super hypocritical.
I mean, Catholicism, that's how I was raised too. And I yeah. always feel like that makes you superstitious or believe oh, yeah. in this kind of stuff. Michael, you have like anything as a child like that would inform your beliefs in this kind of stuff?
I mean, not really. Well, so my mom is spooky. But like for fun. So in my neighborhood, she's known as the Halloween lady. And there are like multiple generations of kids. She does like a huge Halloween display every year. And there are generations of kids that have kids who bring their kids now. And they're like, we're going to go see the Halloween lady's house.
That is literally goals for me. I hope to one day be the neighborhood Halloween lady. That's what I want more than anything.
Okay, so if you want my mom's track, basically you have one kid only, say you never want to have another one, and then that kid leaves, and then the rest of your money you generally spend on Halloween decorations.
Yes.
So I didn't go to college so my mom could have a spooky house.
I mean, it's money well spent.
She's got three large dragons. And when I say large, I mean about the size of a Hyundai Accent.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Two of them are skeletons. One of them obviously is fleshed. So, I mean, I grew up in a house where we watched a lot of haunted, like, or spooky movies. My mom used to love to scare me and vice versa. But it was never, like, tied to, my mom isn't particularly religious, so it was never tied to, like, the grand, like, the old gods or anything sort of, like, large and mythological. Or, like, it was always just sort of like, well, if you know, you better watch out or your mother will get you. So my mom was sort of our own La Llorona, really. She was like, if you don't clean your room, I'm going to scare the shit out of you.
Oh my God, that is amazing. Are you superstitious? I feel like I don't talk enough on this show about superstitions. And that's totally like a part of this conversation, I feel.
I feel like I am, just because of like, you know, what I grew up with, but there's like some wild ones, especially on New Year's Eve. Like this New Year's Eve, I was like, okay, I'm gonna be superstitious and I'm gonna do all the things because last year sucked. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna eat all the grapes. I'm gonna wear the chones, the right color, mm-hmm. so I get money. And
what color chones?
Well, I wore gold ones.
Oh, okay. I need some gold chones. I don't have gold.
Yeah, you do. the gold. I think the gold was like just overall wealth and everything.
Okay,
little dumb things like that. But I was like, I'm doing them.
You want to know something that is like kind of sad, but it has a great light at the end of the tunnel? I have been like, okay, I really need money. And I'm at the point where I'm turning to witchcraft. So I was literally like driving around to all the witchy stores that I know in Los Angeles. And I was like, I need to get me a money candle. And every single store I went to in early 2021 had, oh, if you want gratitude candle, there's nothing but them. You want love candle, you want happiness candle, take your pick which color you want, honey. You want a money candle, bone dry. And yes. I finally got my hands on a money candle and I lit it and I set my intentions and we're waiting, but at least I found one, so that was good.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, my mom and my aunts would be all witchy too. Again, very Catholic, but witchy.
Right.
And my cousin, in high school, she wanted a guy to ask her to the dance, so they did this whole thing to Saint. I think it was San Antonio, and okay. They were like, you have to get a picture of him and put it in a glass of water upside down and then put it, pray to the saint and all. And I was like, y'all, we should let him pick who he wants to go to the dance. I felt so bad that they were putting this spell over this unknowing little boy.
Did it work?
I don't think so, no.
My family insists on, God, I can't remember what the saint is, but you're supposed to buy a statue of this saint. And if you're trying to sell a house or a car, you either put it like under the seat of the car or like somewhere in the house. And it like apparently works like magic. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I like these life hacks.
right. Do you want to hear some ghost voices?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. It's time for
EVPs
or EVPs. Do you guys know what an EVP is?
I know yes. from listening to your podcast.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. An EVP, it's electronic voice phenomena. So if you ever watch one of those ghost hunting shows, it's when they capture a ghost speaking and then they go, you know, oh my God, it just said something. So I go to YouTube and I find people that believe they've captured EVPs, and I have my guests guess what they believe the ghost is saying. So there is a right answer. This first one is from somebody on YouTube named Ryan San Anto. And this is actually, it's in Texas. It's in St. Louis Cemetery in Castroville, Texas. What is this ghost saying? Wait 1 second. Okay. Did you hear anything?
I did.
I'll do it again.
Oh, Vanessa doesn't like it. Vanessa does not like it.
I'm scared.
Well, you are sitting in the dark in next door to a ghost child.
Right.
I know. You look like you're like from the next iteration of Blair Witch Project with your like beanie on.
I am. But yeah, I'm scared, but it also reminds me of like, you know, when I would have one night stands. They would say that in the morning.
Leave.
Is that what you guys think it says? Leave?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That ghost is like, the ghost has had its fun. And it's like, listen, it was really nice talking to you, Brenda. And she's like, it's Becky. And the ghost is like,
leave.
Just leave.
Well, I'll give you some options because it's open to interpretation a bit. Is it A, tease, which, you know, that could kind of go along with the same storyline. B, leave. C, lame. Or D, cheese. All right, I'm gonna play it again. I'm gonna play it one more time. Maybe it was trying to take a picture. Maybe they were like, oh, were you taking a picture? Tease. I don't know. Okay, here we go. Okay, are we sticking with leave?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's either leave or it's doing like Lamaze breathing. Like
yeah. It's very breathy. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's breathy. They definitely believe it is leave. And I mean, honestly, it sounds exactly like that. Okay, let's do one more. This one is from AWGHS on YouTube, which stands for Austin Waco Ghost Hunter Society. maybe they're taking submissions if you guys, or, you know, Vanessa, you're in Austin. First Street Cemetery is where this is at in Waco, Texas.
I know where that is.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm. What does this one say? This one's a little different. Let me play it again.
I hear something, but I can't make it out.
I know. It's
hard. Yeah, it sounds sort of like garbled, like a garbled radio station or something.
You're listening to 96.1. let me do another one. Okay, here's some options. Is it A, please shower? B, y'all should burn. C, I'll show her. Or D, Yes, bitch, work. Okay, let me play it again.
I think I'll show her.
Yeah.
Which I love, like the revenge in a movie. I'll show her.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's sort of like a Betty Davis sort of like rivalry.
Totally. Well, they believe it's y'all should burn. Let me play it again with that knowledge. Y'all should burn. I can actually hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, well, I mean, and y'all would be Texas accurate.
Totally.
Which I appreciate.
Which,
it's a good gender neutral.
I'm always like, okay, what the fuck, Texas? Like, so Southern hospitality is only when you're alive? Because these fucking ghosts, one of them's like, leave. The other one's like, y'all should burn.
Yeah, is there one that says, like, would you like tea?
Some sweet tea.
Yeah. I mean, maybe one that says, like, y'all come back now.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be
I
sweet.
Feel like once these people die, they're like, okay, I was nice for all these years, and now it's time to get real. Okay, let's do one more thing I like to do, which is we do sort of a rapid fire. Just give me like some quick, like a sentence or two thought on your thoughts on these unexplained phenomena. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. UFOs, what do you think? Vanessa?
Real, and I'm scared.
Michael?
Yeah, I fully believe they're real. And yeah, have a lot of thoughts.
You think they're aliens?
Oh, mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm open to it.
What about Bigfoots?
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's some guys I've seen on Scruff that I'm like, is, you know, Bigfoot? You know, especially during the pandemic, whenever everyone's like letting it all grow in. So, right. Yeah, sure.
A feet pick? What about demons?
Oh, real. El Diablo, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's funny is I didn't grow up religious, but that's one where I won't really fuck with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Same. Like what's the benefit to fucking with it is how I feel.
Exactly. Right. I think a little bit, like, I'm like, I feel like I could kind of, like, navigate ghosts and aliens a little bit, but whenever people are like, ooh, let's do, like, a demon thing, I'm like, I'm good.
Right, exactly. okay, some more unexplained phenomena. Should I join TikTok?
Oh, I haven't.
I have, but like I don't really use it.
Right. It's hard for me. I have one, but it's just so hard for me. Every time I go on, I'm like, I don't think that this is a party that I'm in, like, actually wanted at.
Is the look is like you have to, like, you have to, like, just basically spin and change outfits. So like, cause that's like what you do on TikTok is you're like, you're looking and then you spin and you're in a different outfit and then you like shrug and go, oh.
Yeah.
You cover the camera and then you're not there anymore.
Yes. and then you have a full face of makeup. That's what I'm like.
Yeah.
First of all, that's not how it goes. I'm like too real. I'm like the person that has to get on there and be like, first of all, it takes 3 hours. I had to shave.
Yes.
Okay. What about Loch Ness Monster? Is that real? What do you think?
Oh, yes. I believe that the ocean is full of secrets and the bottom is one giant monster. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I believe in sea monsters, like in like, yeah, in the larger sense, like the Mariana Trench, like I don't know what's up in that gash. Like it could be like wild shit, but the Loch Ness, I'm like, I don't know. That shit isn't even that deep.
Right. Okay, well, you guys, this was super fun. I'm so happy that you joined me.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
I love you so much. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Tell people about the pod and everything else, where they can find you.
Yeah, listen to me and Michael on our pod. I'm not busy because we're not. Tell them where, Michael.
You can find it on Stitcher and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We have new episodes almost every Friday. We got a great episode next week, and I have no idea which one it's going to be because you'll just have to find out. They're all good because Vanessa's on them.
No, because Michael, and hopefully Roz will join us for one.
Oh my God, I would be honored. 100%. Yeah. And also, people need to check out your comedy special, your comedy album that I've personally told many people about. It is so funny, Vanessa. It is so fucking funny.
Thank you. Yes, that all of that's on my website, vanessacomedy.com.
Amazing.
And Michael has a website.
I do. I also have a website, michaelfolk.com. My first name is spelled weird, though. You'll figure it out. I have a lot of essays and writing and some videos of comedy on there as well. You can read my shrewd thoughts on all kinds of pop culture.
Thank you so much to Vanessa and Michael. And if you want to hear more, go to patreon.com/RozDressFiles. On my second tier, we are talking about a mishmash of fun, spooky things. And on my first tier of Patreon, you can find me looking for spooky houses that were in iconic horror movies and TV shows. And I swear I'm not a creep, but that's, I guess, for you to decide. Also, find me on Stereo at Roz Dresfiles. Join the Facebook group, Ghosted by Roz Dresfiles. And I guess my Instagram now is at Roz Hernandez. And, you know, all the other places to find me. You know all the stuff at this point. So I appreciate you guys listening every week. Please leave a 5-star review or at least a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. It would mean the world to me. And I will talk to you guys soon. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.